Okay, here we go. All right. We've got two exercises. The first one goes like this. This is an exercise in migration and putting everybody together who went from someplace in Virginia, we don't know where exactly, to out to Washington County, Tennessee. And so we've got these six people that I show on the handout. We've got John Ferguson, we got his wife, Jane, we've got little Margaret, who was born, let's see if we can get her out there. She was born in 1784, so this was, she was 4 years old, she was quite young. And we've got John Alexander, this guy, and he was at the time, his father, sorry. At the time, he was he was probably, just a very small infant. And then we have the Keeblers. Let's see if we got any, where do we get to the Keeblers? I'll just go to, 54. To Jacob, good old 54. And so we've got Jacob, and we think that he probably was the great, we don't know exactly. We think he might have been the great grandfather of the sainted Mary Catherine Keebler, the wife of Frank Alexander. Anyway, Jacob Keebler and Mary Young and John Keebler were part of this group. So the six of them, the seven of them travel together. Okay? So that's the situation that we have. Now, what we want to do is we want to have a tag that identifies a principal and some witnesses, because they all travel together. The seven of them did that. Now, the first question I have is that who is going to be the principal? Should we have John Alexander, who was the... should we have John Ferguson, who is the oldest person there? And we could have John and Jane say they are the principals, or we could say that, John and Jacob were both about the same age, so maybe the two of them should both be, they were both about 24, that they should both be principals. What do you think?
Say what?
I said I wouldn't do it that way at all. I would make each family have their own migration record.
Okay, let's say that we weren't going to do that. Let's say that these people were all together. Yeah, that's the main thing we wanted to say about it. I mean, that's one of the things we wanted to say about them all being together in the same party. That was pretty, especially since we have John there, and we don't want to have John as a separate person, because John, he was just going out there probably about a 17 or 18 year old guy, and he wasn't with his family or anything, so he wasn't part of it. So I think it makes, even for purposes just for this exercise, but it makes a certain amount of logical sense that you might want to put them all together. And if you were to put them all together, then you would have to identify somebody who's kind of in the lead of this. On an immigration record, it's pretty easy because you usually have the head of the family, and you say, oh, that's the head of the family. Yes, sir.
Is John just 19 years old at this time when they're going, or is it later?
Yeah, John Alexander was born between 1770 and 1780, but we figured he was probably born
closer to 70.
Oh, okay.
So, but we know that John Ferguson was born before 1764, so he's at least 24 years old.
Okay, that's
and we know that Jacob Keebler was born in 1765, and so he's 23. So, it might somehow, if you're thinking of a bunch of people going together, you need to make a decision as to who's the principal. We could just assume that it was Jacob Keebler because he's we could assume that it's John Ferguson because he is clearly the oldest, because he's at least 24 years old. So, but I just and this is one of those things. If you're interested mainly in this side of the family rather than another part of the family, but if you're Bob Belkey and these are your ancestors, you don't really say that the Fergusons were more important than the Keeblers or more important than John Alexander. Or you could just take some arbitrary decision and say,
okay, well, that's your preference. You were trying to put one as a principal and another as a principal, but they're not in the same family.
That's right.
How can you do that?
You just do it. You can do it. Right? There's no reason why you can't have two people principals who aren't in the same family.
Geez, I never heard of that before.
Well, this is the flexibility of this is the flexibility. Yeah, you can only have two principals, but you can have one principal or two principals. We could say that we just have one principal. We could say this is all was all put together by John Ferguson and everybody else went along with him. But I think it makes sense to probably have. I would say the two heads of families where there were small children probably deserve equal importance, but not necessarily. But anyway, that's a decision that needs to be made. Yeah, that's for you to bring up the next month in the roles. We have the role of the wagon master and the role of the. Okay.
Well, I'm looking to see if it'll print. But so you don't have to choose, you could create a custom history tag, a custom tag in the history group, which only has witnesses and does not have principals.
Yeah, right. But okay. But I think that there is, in any migration like this, there is somebody who's kind of in charge, especially if you have people from. Okay, so we could say that Jane, whose last name we don't know, Jane Ferguson was really probably the person who kept the whole thing together, but we know that's probably true.
But back then, women.
Okay. All right. So shall we make? All right. Okay. I'll tell you what. Why don't we just make? Let's settle this in a very modern way. Let's say that Jane has no background and no last name, and Mary Young were the two principals.
Okay.
Does that sound okay to everybody? Does that satisfy at least half the people who are here? All right. Okay, so we'll say that Jane... Okay, so we're going to have a tag, and that we're going to have to do that. But before we get to that stage, we need to have a migration tag, which we don't have. Because if we go to the master tag type list, we see that we have no migration, but we have immigration. And immigration and migration are about the same. Boo. Okay, so I propose to this group, this obstreperous group, that there is a way to do this, and one way to do that is simply to copy the immigration tag. And okay, we did that. So now we have immigration one, and then we edit that, and we change its name to migration. All right? That's how we do it, right? All right. And because the roles and sentences are similar, migrated, immigrated, you know, what's the difference? What's the difference?
Well, if you change the past tense.
Yes.
And we said, and I have to change that too because it doesn't default over there, right? Migrated. All right. All right. So, it's okay? Now we have migration tag. All right.
Okay, now you change the sentence.
Okay, now we have to change this sentence. All right, so now we need to... Do I edit that, right?
No,
I can do it right here?
Mm-hmm. Just take the item off.
All right. Really? Oh, my God. I don't think so.
You can't change it here. You have to edit.
I thought you did, too. Yeah, well, I was not... Nobody wanted to challenge there, but... I certainly didn't. Okay, yeah, all right, so there you go. And then the witnesses witness the migration, all right?
Migration.
All right, so, okay, now we could change these. Since we're right here, we might as well say that instead of saying witness the migration, why don't we become, was present at or joined in the migration?
Migrated.
Or migrated with. Huh?
Migrated with W-O.
Migrated with. All right? Is that all right with you? Migrated with. All right. With P. All right? Like that? That's that. And then for the principal, do we need to change anything? They just... migrated. That's all right. Okay? So we've got that.
You could actually put the principal migrated with W-O.
With?
Which would give you everybody in your list.
All right. Migrated, and then I can do... All right. So then we can just do...
Put it in conditional brackets because you're playing in the main...
All right. That's what I'm doing, right? With... and then I have to put W-O in this bracket?
Yeah,
you can. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, they can't see it, unfortunately.
Who can't see it? You don't do the slash. I don't. Okay, is that right? Does that look okay to you?
We'll see what happens.
Can you see what I've done? Oops. Pushing away. Okay. So we've got that. Now we need to... Okay, we've got our sentence. So let's see what we're going to do here. Okay, so we've got two principles. We've got Jane. Okay, we're going to have a new tag, add tag. And the tag is named migration. All right. And... So we've got that, and we've got. Sorry?
You didn't select it.
What didn't I select?
Migration tag.
What do you mean?
Oh, jeez.
I had that. I double clicked it. Okay. I'm sorry, I was moving my hand. My hand too fast. All right, so we have Jane, and we have somebody else who is young, very young. These are the true. Okay, sorry. Whoops. All right. There she is. Okay. I'm double clicking here. So we got those two, and we know that the date was 1788, and we know that we were going to Washington County, Tennessee. So I guess that's the. We don't have the starting point. I didn't check to see whether Tennessee was a state at the time.
No.
I don't think so. I don't think it existed. But anyway, we'll just say Washington. We could just say, let's just say Tennessee, okay? All right. So now we have multiple witnesses to add. And those multiple witnesses would be the Fergusons, first of all. First of all, we have John Ferguson, so holding down the control. And we have John and we have Martha. And then we're going to go to the Alexanders. Let's see if I can get here. I have John Alexander, the senior, that's 117. He's in there. And then we go to the Keeblers. Oops, I just went by it. Okay, so we have the Keeblers. We have Jacob, the 54. And we have John, 51. Okay? So that's what we've got. Now I've got to figure out how to put them all in there, because how do I get to the bottom of this thing?
Huh?
I lost them all, didn't I? Sorry. Alright, I could retrieve Jacob.
I think it's control click.
Oops. Oh, sorry.
Control.
Yeah, I got control. And then I've got to go back to. Sorry about that.
Just add those two first.
Huh?
Just add those two first.
Add them to be.
Well, how do I do that?
Click OK at the bottom.
I can't get to OK.
You locked it on your screen?
Ah, OK. OK, I can just do that. So I've got those two, and now I'm going to add, I'll do Alexander. Huh? Hello, where are you? Oh, there they are. Okay. Alright, let's go down here to this. This is really hard when you've got all this magnification. Alexander, okay, so here we go.
It's not magnified for them, it's a problem.
Huh?
It's off his screen and he can't get to his buttons, but it's not on.
It's not? Alright, so on your screens, no, it isn't, but if you were me, or you'd really be having a tough time. Okay. Ferguson, okay, here we are, the John 19 and Martha 18, and we do the enter. So there they are. Okay, so now we got them. So now we have our... Let's see, what was that? Okay, so we've got a migration. And if we click this like this, it doesn't have a memo. It just says what happened. And now we have, because I don't have any associates, we can't see that, can we?
You could open it up and just maybe.
Yeah, slide it over. I'm going to slide it over so you can see that we have all these people who are our associates. They're all there. We have a principal. We have Mary Young is a principal. And we have... And we have these other five people who are there. And so now, shall we see what kind of reports we can get?
What
happened
to Jane?
Jane's not there.
Jane is here.
Oh,
Jane is the principal.
Right.
We're talking
she's
about Jane.
She's not associate of herself.
She's the most most important person. Okay.
You've got two principals listed over there in your associate window.
Well, of course I do, because John is here as a principal because he's married to her.
No, he's the principal in the tag.
Mary Young.
Okay, Mary Young and John Ferguson as your principals on that tag.
Which one?
The tag.
No, I did Mary Young as
right,
a.
Right, Mary Young and this John Ferguson.
But if you're looking at this, if you're fussing with the this one.
Right, one's a marriage.
One is a marriage. And the other is a migration.
Yeah.
Well, what's doing? No, I
see. See, what okay. I'm saying, I don't think that this is a flaw. No. It could be.
No, he's in there twice.
It could be.
He's just.
He's in there twice, yes, because he's in there as a married person, and he's in there as a migrator, too. Okay? So, alright. So, let's see what the reports have to say. Alright. Here's the, let's do the individual narrative for Jane. Alright. Jane's here. Right? Hello? Hello? What happened? Okay, create report. All right. So, we know nothing. Huh?
Yeah, she and Mary Young. So that's Jane and Mary Young.
Migrate. Okay, yeah, they're there. She and Mary Young migrated in 72 Washington, Tennessee with Jacob Keebler, John Alexander, Martha Ferguson, John Ferguson, and John Keebler. I call that a bingo. Is that a good bingo?
Bingo.
All right. Any dissent from that?
Why didn't you just use the immigration tag?
Because they're not immigrants.
Because they were in the
immigration. Not immigration. Immigration.
There isn't an immigration.
Yes, there is. It's a standard tag in our
immigration.
Not going out
of
the country either.
That's between places. And in
sentences,
EM is leaving.
The country.
England to come here. I am is coming to
France
from England.
Yeah,
and
my I think he knows that. He has his own definition of immigration, which he thinks applies in this case, which is fine. For purposes of this exercise, we decided to do migration because that is more commonly used in the States. Yes?
I'd like to see what it says on the known or some other participant.
All right, you want to see that. All right, I don't blame you. I don't blame you one bit. Let's see what it says about our hero, John, the sainted John, and here he was. He migrated at a very young age, okay? What do you want to see? You want to see his report?
The report from John Alexander.
All right, fine. All right, let's do the... let's first of all do the individual details, see what that says. That's always interesting. All right. And well, what do we know? We don't know much. Let's see. He was, here he is, up here. He was a witness. Well, okay, I just was showing you what's on the individual detail. So now I'm going to show you what's in the individual narrative. All right?
Come on.
All right. Here we go. All right. Here we go. It just doesn't want to create this report. Okay, there we go.
I'm having
the
same trouble.
All right. Okay, here we are with John Alexander. All right? He migrated. Here we are. He migrated with Jane and Mary Young in 1788.
In Washington.
In Washington. Yeah, it should say two or something. But okay. But anyway, that's all it said. It does not say that all these other people were with him because we did not have that in the witnesses sentence, which we could, I think, have done, right, Jim? And if we were, here it is, and if we were to go here with edit, and we go over to roles and sentences, and we went to...
You're under address, you need to get to the correct head.
I'm sorry?
You're
I'm sorry. I need to get to the migration tag.
You could.
Okay. Yeah, and I could have hit MI. All right. And so here I am with roles and sentences with so and so, and there is migrated with so and so, so and so. But I did. We don't have the. I could have put in under witnesses something migrated with so and so and WO.
You could say with WO, and we'll see what happens. It might take them all, but I think if it uses the V, it doesn't use it. But I don't know. We'd have to check.
Should I put the WO after this or before the P?
Actually, I don't know.
Wait a minute. Suppose I make a mistake and get criticized. All right. Is that right? Okay.
I got it.
You want to have it at the end? Well, let's put it.
If they were really principles, I would rather have it. Yeah,
me too.
These aren't really principles, so it doesn't matter.
Oh. And, well, should I say with? Should I need an and in here or no?
Correct.
All right. Well, okay.
Just see what happens.
All right. Okay, so now we shall we just have a look? All right. Now, he doesn't want to play, Mama. There we are. Okay.
That one is not the one you played.
Yes, it is. With Mary Young and
Boyd. Yeah, this is the principal check that we were playing.
You're right. Sorry. So now I want to go to John Alexander. Migrated with.
See what happens.
All right, here's the sentence. Migrated with Jacob Keebler, Margaret Ferguson, John Ferguson, Judges JJ. And it doesn't have the with Jane and Mary.
Yeah, because we didn't put it in the sentence.
That's right. Yeah. Okay.
But it doesn't use them again, so that's good to know.
Yeah, so, but I could have put. I could have gone back here. Let me show you. Okay, we could have done that.
Okay, can I ask another question?
Sure.
What you could have done, say, he migrated with the families of P and Gondreau.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Do you follow what I'm trying to get it to say? Or just the WO and the M.
Well, I don't really know what you would do. So if I put a with in here, like this. Oh, I meant.
You just need a comma.
I don't need that first with, do I?
Right.
That's confusing.
Yeah.
Well,
I would just put a comma after WO and take out the with there.
Oh, all right.
Put an and there.
Or an and. Okay. How about we just take this out?
I wonder if you could just put WO and it will fit them all out.
Not the principals.
Because the principals are witnesses also. Okay.
No.
I think it's any other witness than the W that is referred to in the sentence.
Oh, you want me to take all this out?
No.
Oh my God.
Take out just P and PO.
All right. Alright, you help me put it back in if I have to. Oh, I took too much. Sorry. Okay.
Ian.
Where am I going?
Taking it.
There you go.
All right.
And okay. Then you take out your comma after WO.
Oh, I will. All right. Let's see what happens. Okay? All right. Okay.
And how many of these guys do we have?
All right. So here we have the migration. All right. And then we have John. And we want to say, migrated with John Keeble. Okay, see, so here we have no principles. Yeah, well, that's my principles. Okay. I always say, stand by your principles. Sorry. Okay. All right. Okay, please help me get that back. Okay. All right.
Go back to the principle.
Oh yeah, it's principle.
Do a copy and paste from P to P O.
Yeah.
That's a good way to solve problems.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that a way to return to the problem?
Yeah, you can use it.
If you do it before you X out of the tax cut definition, you can put rebuild all sentences and it'll take you back to where it was when you first opened it up. So that's a way to save yourself. But if you've already X'd out and gone back and looked at your migration thing, then you're stuck.
Okay. So here we are. We're back where we were before. Okay? All right.
No, you
want
to take
the
width should be inside the bracket.
It should be. Okay,
Rachel. Is this a global?
Yeah.
It should be inside the bracket.
All right. So it will be. It will be done. Okay. All right. So I'm sure that that's really going to be good. But I think we should just check it. Just to be sure.
Margaret's a group.
I think she's going to... I think Margaret is going to like this. I think Margaret...
Margaret.
Okay, here we go. See? This is exactly what we wanted to say, isn't it? Migrated with John and Jen. Oops. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Okay, maybe we should say in the party of. In the party of, right? Along with? How about that?
Just put a comma.
Well, I think we need to show that Jane and Mary were the in charge of this thing.
Well, actually, since we don't know, I think
we're
using a history check.
Well, yeah, okay, but let's stay with it. Okay. All right. I know you guys are going to all agree to what I have in mind for the Polish folk dancers. We'll get to that. All right. Okay, so they came with... as members. All right. Here's what we're going to do. Alright. As members of the party led by. Okay, let's see what that looks like.
What's the one after the D? You've got the word in instead of to. In the sentence, they're migrating to.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Can you put the word to in front of the? Is that looking?
Well, I think it'll say two. It'll say two in, or something.
Yeah, if you put something there, it overrides.
Oh, does it? Okay, two. Shall I put before the V?
Huh? In front of the L.
In front of the L.
Okay, just where?
Inside the bracket before the L.
All right.
Yeah.
Two? Two? Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Thank you. All right. So now, let's see how this looks. All right. So now we go back to migration. We go here. And we go to John. And we say, John Alexander migrated with Jacob Keebler, John Ferguson, and John Keebler as members of the party, led by Jane and Mary Young in 1788 to Washington, Tennessee. Whoa! All right. All right. Let's move on to... All right. So, as you may remember from an earlier episode, Joseph Alexander Fugate and Elizabeth Keyes Fugate were witnesses at the 17 June 1956 wedding of Andres Niloche and Mary Virginia Fugate. 1956. What do you mean? Well, well, all right. You remember that? Okay. That was, okay, we can just go to... Yeah, okay. So they were, this was their wedding. And they were married here. And there were these, we had witnesses. And of course, they were, Joseph Alexander Fugate and Elizabeth Keyes Fugate. Right? And as we've heard through the grapevine, they so enjoyed the Polish folk dancing at the reception of the wedding that they took up lessons in Polish dancing and eventually became instructors themselves. So we want to talk about Joseph Alexander Fugate and Elizabeth Keyes Fugate in the context of what they got out of being witnesses to the marriage. So we can go over and start with Joseph. Hello. Well, let's try Elizabeth. This just doesn't work on this kind of a... All right, let's just go to...
If you right click on it and change focus. Yeah. It's right under their name. Change the blue bar. Oops.
Okay. Yeah. Change focus to this person. Oh, yeah. Good. Thank you. Yes. All right, so they both were there, and we could... he and Elizabeth Keyes were both there, so we could have a new tag, and I would say we don't make them. We're just going to have let's see. We can go into here, and we go down to, let's say, Joseph, and we can have a memo, like I've written out here. Elizabeth and Joseph were so taken with the Polish folk dancing at the wedding ceremony that they enrolled in courses on the subject and eventually became instructors. And that is shown down here. Now, how do we make sure that all of this is going to show up in their tags and individual narrative reports? We have, for one thing, although I wrote that there, you don't see anything. Oh yes, no, we do have it. It's already shown up here because I wrote it in the memo line. Okay. So there it is. I thought we were going to have to maybe put in the WM into the report. Let's see if it shows up in their individual narrative. Oh, great. Okay, so it doesn't show up. And the reason it doesn't show up is, in the individual narrative, it doesn't say all this because we didn't click the option that says memo, right? So, but we should embed it.
It's embedded in parentheses.
Sure. It should be there already there, but I don't see it.
Was there a memo statement in the sentence?
No. So I think that that's the key. It's not in the. All right. So how are we going to do that? So, how are we going to put this? It's here in the memo, but why isn't it in the sentence?
Open the tag.
Well, they're a witness, so did you check the box that says use witness events?
On the report.
On the report option.
For the narrative report.
No memo in the,
I did go to memo.
In the sentence tag.
Okay, but
just needed to check another box.
Okay, so it's not that I need to change anything in here in so much as I need to change it up here, right? In the narrative, individual narrative. And if I go to memos, is that right? Include memos with witness events.
It's checked.
It's checked. Why don't I see if it... So why doesn't it show? What's the key? How do we get this particular memo into the narrative report?
Oh, wait a minute. Click it. Where did you write that memo? In the witnesses tag?
Yeah.
Aha, that's what you did wrong. Open the tag up again. The whole tag.
This tag, yes. And if I go over here to them.
Okay, click on them.
There they are.
Okay, you have WM. In there.
Yeah.
And that doesn't show up?
it doesn't for him. Maybe it does for her.
Did you add it to his?
I understand it, but let me just make sure. For here I didn't put him. Right.
So now, WM.
So now I need, now I need, yeah, because I didn't do him. That's right. So then we do this, and then we put in WM, of course.
Another one of the advantages of doing a global tag change rather than an individual local tag change, because otherwise.
Okay. So now I have done it, and so now if I want to go to Joseph.
Okay.
Yep. So that was my flaw, okay? Let's see if the individual narrative will do what we want it to. Yes? So they, all right? So it says the whole thing. All right? So So that's it. This is how we get information about witnesses into the narrative reports, the way we want them to look. All right. Any questions? Anybody have any other suggestions for exercises that might demonstrate any of this stuff? All right. If not, I suggest that we close this portion of the program and go on to a discussion of future programs. Is that okay with everybody?